Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday. Excuse me, that's very professional. Thursday, June 25th. It's 20 degrees, feels like 24. It's the first time, I think, in a while, ever, maybe, in Dailyish, not ever, that it's been felt like warmer than it actually is. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by my Patreon supporters, patreon.com/iChris, and also Small Orange, if you so choose to get some awesome web hosting for your WordPress blog, podcast, or e-commerce digital domains over at Small Orange, which you can check out the links to those things at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/106. So this, I hope you enjoyed last episode with Matt McGee over from at u2.com. It was a fun episode to put together, and it's obviously this, like I've said many times, and I'm probably repeating myself, and you're probably annoyed, and I know my wife is because she listens. She's like, why do you always say this? But anyways, this show is a bit of an experiment and just kind of a place for me to mess around, a podcast playground sandbox, as it were. So from time to time, there'll be different stuff that I throw in the feed, and hope you bear with me. It's not really what's advised in podcasting. You're supposed to have like a niche and a focus and a reason why someone might tune in. So if you were here for the U2 discussion yesterday and then today you're like, what the heck is this? Why aren't they talking about Bono and what happened in Chicago yesterday and the tour and all that kind of stuff? That's just because that's this show. So if you want to hear more about U2 stuff, I'd love to hear from you, and Matt probably would too. And, you know, things like that, it kind of prompt discussions and ideas and wonderings. So if you do want more of that, then let us know. I'm a big U2 fan, so I have no problem wanting to put together something like that, but just sort of the right time, place, and reason for doing that kind of stuff. So, but for this episode, we have a little bit of a problem in our household. Our youngest daughter is in a bit of denial about something, or, well, I don't know if she's denying or she's just outright defiant. There's just a big parenting dilemma that we're facing. And I thought, what better way than to bring it to listeners of a podcast who I've never met really in person for the most part, and who have very little bearing on day-to-day life with our kids, but can probably give us some advice on this very important issue that we're facing right now as parents. And so even if you're not a parent yourself, you can probably give some thoughts maybe. So I'll just play a little clip here of a discussion I had with my daughter, and I think you'll understand the gravity of the situation.
Show me Curious George.
Yeah.
That's the man with the yellow hat. The monkey's name is Curious George.
Noah. Because she's just a monkey.
Monkeys can have names.
But she can. His name is Monkey.
His name is Monkey?
Yeah.
And what's this his name?
He.
The yellow guy.
No, yellow guy.
No, he's wearing yellow. What's his name?
Curious George. But this is not Curious George.
So there, you can clearly hear the distress in my voice and just the worry about what's going on with my daughter, who's denying Curious George his proper, I was going to say God-given, but not man with a yellow hat-given name. And so we're at a bit of a crossroads here. You know, this is one of those parenting moments where things could go right or horribly wrong. And so we're just kind of, we've spent most of the morning in worry, you know, close the door, bedroom door, lock the door, and just in discussion about what to do, how to handle this. And I said to Sue, my wife, I said, I'm going to take this to the podcast listeners and see. And so I hope you guys have some advice for me, for us. And you can email me, chris@goodstuff.fm, or ping me on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. I may not respond right away just because we're, you know, it's just an emotional time right now. And so struggling a bit with what to do. I kind of thought, you know, when she's 16, teenage years, you know, we'll meet some defiance like that. But yeah, already happening at 2. They grow up fast, I guess. So thanks for listening. Keep us in your thoughts. Till next time. Bye.